FM Business Hour with Lethabo Mashaba.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the UFM Business Hour. A couple of weeks ago, we hosted on the show Mr. Mashudu Mande in his capacity as the founder and managing director of Zuonaga MLM Holdings, a consulting company that offers advisory services on BBBE and business development. And we had a lovely discussion about BBBE, and he educated us on the subject. Fast forward to a couple of weeks later, he has now been appointed a board member of the Association of BBBE Professionals. He joins me on the line to tell us more about his new role and what he plans to bring to the table through this position. Mashudu, a very good evening to you and congratulations on your new appointment.
Good evening, Lethabo, and to our listeners. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Before we talk about your new role, do tell us about this association. What is its mandate and what does it seek to achieve?
Okay. So, ABP, which is the Association of BBBE Professionals, has been a pioneer in the South African BE landscape for over a period of 16 years now to advance the implementation and also the profession within the BE industry. So we seek to professionalize the industry and be able to promote the objectivity of BBBE Act, and also to promote high level of professionalism and competency. So we see this vehicle as also an enablement for new entrants into the space of BE. If you can look at the moment, we don't have BE courses or subject at schools. So we want to create that platform where people at varsity level, they can be able to be taught about BE and know that there is this career that we can be able to take after we've graduated from tertiary level. And we create this vehicle as one of the key stakeholders vehicle to engage with government and also to contribute our inputs to any legislation inputs back to the government.
Hmm. And you've been in this field for years, Mashudu. What does this new role mean for you? I know it's a board, so you will be working with other board members. So what contribution do you plan to make as a board member?
Okay. So, yes, that's correct. I've been in the space for 16 years, which is more equal to the first time when ABP was established. So ABP was established while I was still working at the Department of Trade and Industry within the BE unit. So we were one of the people when the thought was being brought to us, we supported it and approved them in order for them to initiate this process. So for me to be part of the board, it's an honor because I've now been appointed as a deputy chairperson for the board. And it creates a platform for me to give back to the community. Mm. And to give back to the society at large in terms of my expertise that I have learned throughout all these years in the space of BBBE and transformation.
Yeah. And my thinking is for you to have been identified and appointed to serve on this board, you must be doing something right. What do you attribute this to? Is it your passion? Is it hard work? Is it a combination of a range of character traits? What is it?
I think it's a combination of different aspects of things. Firstly, is the passion that we have within this space of transformation, because we are doing this in order to be able to create a legacy and to create a platform for the up-and-coming generation so that they can be able to participate into the mainstream economy without having any blockers or any obstacles. Mm-hmm. Over and above that is also my role that I've been playing within the space. So currently we have our own company that is called Zuonaga, and we do a lot of engagement and also to create that awareness out there to the public. So I think the ABP members have seen the passion that we have towards the subject and also our expertise, and they felt that it will add value to have us as part of the board member.
Mm-hmm. And part of the mandate of the association is to facilitate the accreditation of BEE verification agencies. What are the requirements of agencies to qualify for accreditation? And maybe before we even get to the requirements, Mashudu, we did talk about verification agencies in our previous interview. But for those who missed it, what are verification agencies?
Okay. So verification agencies are those companies that conduct BEE audit to private and to public sector. After conducting the BEE audit, then they will be able to issue you with a BEE certificate. So all those companies, in order for them to be able to participate in that space and be recognized, they need to get an accreditation from SANAS. SANAS will give them the policy and procedures and standards that they need to develop in place in order for them to be able to participate in that space. And they will pay a certain fee to SANAS, and the SANAS will do a due diligence and assess them in terms of are they meeting the requirements based on the competency and also the capabilities that they have. Because when you issue out that certificate carries a lot of weight. The certificate can be able to open doors for you. You can be able to participate in tenders. You can be able to use the certificate also to create partnership with other private sectors. So that certificate carries a lot of weight, and we need to have confidence in terms of people who will be issuing out those certificates in order to make sure that they are competent and they have professionalism within.
Yeah. And with the many years that you have, you know, been in this profession, Mashudu, as you have already made mention that you have been in this field for 16 years, would you say there has been any tangible progress in the implementation of the BEE policy?
Unfortunately, there hasn't been any progress. Yesterday, the BEE Commission issued out a report informing us that in 2021, the impact of BEE has decreased. So we see the 0% black ownership in the JSE listed companies. The implementation of enterprise and supply development has went down. The implementation of having black people at the board and at the management levels has went down. So we can't say we have any tangible results. While we have reports that tells us that BEE is not being implemented according to the objective of the legislation.
And the last time we spoke, you mentioned that the private sector is actually doing better than the public sector in terms of transformation, and that actually surprised me. What do you think the problem is there? Because, I mean, policies are there. Why is there a struggle in terms of implementation?
We need political will to support the implementation of BEE. And currently, in the previous years, we didn't have that political will. We're only starting to see the political will from the leadership all the way to the president in the recent months, where he even announced the appointment of the BEE Advisory Council. And that has been vacant for quite some time. So without that political will from government, then the department itself, they won't take this legislation seriously. And we need to have a watchdog that will put penalties to all these government departments that are not complying. It needs to be an audit finding to all these government departments that are not complying to BEE. If we don't do that, then we will never be able to achieve what we want to achieve from the public sector.
Yeah. And Mashudu, you've been involved in the drafting of some important, you know, documents throughout your career. And, you know, so you are bringing that expertise to the ABP board in the profession of BEE advisory. So amongst professionals in your practice, what change would you like to see? Is there a need to restructure policies?
There's a need to review the current policy in terms of some of the gray areas that are there in the legislation, and people have identified it as a loop and they circumvent that process. And over and above, we also need to engage all the professionals in the BEE space to be able to implement BEE according to the intended benefit. We should not be able to promote any gray areas and create tick box approaches to companies that we auditing or to companies that we are consulting, because that will deter the implementation of BBBEE.
Yeah. And as we wrap up our conversation, Mashudu, you are to serve on this board until 2024. When your board membership dissolves and you move on to other things in life, what do you want to look back and be proud of?
So I would say I always want to look back and see the impact that I've done in terms of where the people that we have assisted one way or another. Because if I look at my journey to date, if I look back to the days back in the DTIC, where we were able to create a legislation that enables black people to participate into the mainstream economy. When I look back, that is something that I'm proud of. Then I moved over to the private sector, the likes of Amazon and IBM, some of the big multinationals that I worked at. When I look at those companies, I've developed companies under enterprise and supply development. And some of those companies today, they are making annual turnover of about 50 million with the support that we have given them and the platform that we have offered those companies. So that is what drives me as an individual. I always want to make an impact to other people. So that is the mindset that I have within ABP, to say when I exit after 24 months, I want to see some tangible results. Not only to have talk shows, but I want to have something that I can look back and say, that was my idea, or that was our collective effort that we've made into that. Funny enough is that today when you look at the BE codes, there are certain provisions that are my IP. But then because I was employed by the government, I cannot claim that as my IP. But when I see it being implemented, I feel proud to know that I'm the one that came up with that provision to say, let us address this provision in this way, in this way.
Mr. Mashudu Mande, always a pleasure chatting to you, sir, and thanks for your time. Also, all the best in your new role.
Thank you, Litabo, and we also appreciate these opportunities to impart and educate and create awareness to the people.
Yeah.
Because that's all about who we are as Zonaka, as a company. We always want to create that awareness. Then it's up to the companies and the small black-owned SMMEs. It's upon themselves to determine what is it that they will take this and use it for. There's a lot of opportunities within the BE space, and over and above within the BE space, there's a lot of assistance that they can get. We, in the BE commission that was issued yesterday, they showed that companies have spent billions and billions under enterprise and supply development, assisting black-owned companies. Those are some of the opportunities we should be penetrating through as black-owned companies. And we'll keep on educating our people and encouraging them to go for those opportunities.
Always.
And not only rely on to government and say, government, they're not creating opportunities. While there are some legislation that we can leverage on.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure to give you the platform to come and impart that knowledge and information on us as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Litabo.
Bye. UFM Business Hour, Mondays to Thursdays, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Only on UFM. In tune with you.